The campaign itself is about a $1.5 million spend, and that's just for Western Australia. Well, there's 60 to 80 growers, depending on the year. So, and growers fund it relative to the volume that they produce within that system.
The need for this campaign, I think, will surprise a lot of people. Consumers, they're not eating potatoes as much.
Well, that's right. In Western Australia, over the last 10 years, consumption per capita dropped from 25 kilos a head per year to just under 20, so that's a 20% decline in consumption per capita. What we also found is that younger consumers were eating a third less than older consumers, and that's obviously a very, very bad position for the market 20 years from now, because people don't just start to eat potatoes when they get a bit older. On average, the average West Australian will eat potatoes 1.6 times per week. We looked at what they were purchasing instead, and rice, pasta and bread are common examples. The thing that I am really conscious of, though, is that a lot of people in our research told us that they just stopped buying potatoes. They didn't replace them with anything. They just stopped purchasing. And that, to me, was the most concerning thing of all, because that's not a competitor that we can fight very easily.
What self-respecting fish turns up at the table without a generous serving of homemade chips? Is a Sunday roast complete without a side order of crunchy edged roast potatoes? Mashed, roasted, baked, boiled, or microwaved, nothing complements a meal quite like a generous serving of fresh, fat-free potatoes. Serve up some value-packed goodness today.
So we know that more households are purchasing potatoes on a weekly basis than when we began. We know that they're buying more volume in every transaction, and we know that they're spending more per kilo in every transaction as well. That's translated into a retail market that's grown from under $85 million to over $100 million in the last year. And it's contributed to growers who are now growing 2,000 tons more than they were growing the year before. And they've also made an increase in value return per ton, even after the marketing campaign costs have been taken off. So almost an immediate payback on their return on investment.
You've spoken about a national strategy, and I think you mentioned $6 to $7 million.
Yeah, that's right. So we've done a little bit of work at the request of Potato South Australia to say, how would you roll your campaign out? So we looked at the data, and the data's the same. Actually, the data on a national scale is worse. You know, despite the 26% population increase over the last eight years, I think it's a 23% per capita decline in consumption. So off the back of that, we looked at the activities that have benefited us in Western Australia, optimised a media strategy for the Eastern Seaboard, and that comes out somewhere around $6.5 million a year, with a whole suite of other activities, including a schools education program, rural shows and point of sale into retailers. There is not support from AusVeg for generic food industry marketing programs, which I believe is not the right position for them to take. But regardless of that, there is a need for somebody to try and put these categories back into growth.